Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I put my feelings on safety, so I don't go shooting where your heart be. Cause you take the bullet trying to save me, then I'm left to deal with making you bleed.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't trying to waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it. But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been tripping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on hitting. Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you. You know I'm cool when I ain't waiting, but I act a fool when I don't get it. And I'm steady bruising just to save this. But I tripped on your love, now I'm addicted.
And that's a whole lot of love, ain't tryna waste it. Like we be running them out and never make it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna taste it. That's just too bitter for words, don't wanna face it.
But I think that I'm done tripping, I'm tripping. I've been sipping, that's how I control this feeling you keep giving, you keep on hitting.
Baby boy, your love got me trippin' on you. You know your love is big enough, made me trip up on you. Yeah, it's big enough, got me trippin' on you. Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
My bad for trippin' on you.
Trippin' on you.
That is some kind of love, baby. Drip, drip. That is the type of love, baby.
Trip, trip, trippin' on you.
It's big enough.
Hey, hey. Good evening, people. Good evening, family. We back again. Just relentless. How's it going?
Everything's going good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm hanging in here, boy. I'm telling you, I'm hanging in here. I only thing that's keeping me going, because it's about to be a rough holiday, is thinking about coming home for the holidays and eating real good. I can't wait. And I'm coming to your city. Oh,
uh-oh.
It's going down. Yeah. I'm coming to your city.
Oh boy, so, gotta batten down the hatches.
That's right. Get together. I'm coming through.
Brother Darius.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I thought I heard somebody humming and singing.
I like the intro.
Like, I know that song. That's my song name, to Darius. Yeah.
Hey, yep. I gotta get. I like the new intro.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
I heard Janet say she.
How you doing? A faithful caller. How are you?
Hey, I'm more faithful than the Trump administration.
You know that's right.
2020.
I haven't even been keeping up. I don't even. We're gonna have to bring it. Talk about that. Well, I know you've been keeping up. But what the idiot doing now?
Yeah, maybe we could put that on for next week, and we could get caught up with because we did a whole show for his ass. So
right.
Lord.
And by next week, it's gonna be some new stuff that didn't happen.
Uh huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyway,
I've been doing good though.
That's good. We're talking about business, black businesses, business in general. You know, and mainly us supporting black businesses. So if you're listening, to all of our listeners, y'all listening in, and you're a business owner, feel free to chime in, call in to the number that's posted. What's the number? I don't know about heart. You know about heart?
It's 646-787-1798. Press the number one. We'll put you through.
That's right. And plug your business. Make sure you got all your information, your website, your address, any kind of specials or sales you got going on or whatever the case may be. We want to support you and everything. If you're listening and you're not able to call in, feel free to inbox myself or Hakim Nuba, and I'll blast your information out. Just put it in my inbox, okay?
Yep.
Free advertising for you. Anyway, Nuba, shout out to Vaughn.
Black business.
Bob, I've tagged Bob Pearson. Hopefully she's, you know, she got a businesswoman. She got 2-3 businesses she can talk to us about. Yeah.
Well, I think she might be calling in if she's not asleep, because she does work early hours, and then she comes home and tends to her business and runs the house with the children. So, but
right,
you know, but I told her I would be speaking on her behalf if she's unable to call in. So.
Okay, as long as we get her business information plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can speak for myself. I am an entrepreneur. I actually have hold a couple of the LLCs and working on a nonprofit. And I am the owner and CEO of Shoe Box Club, which is a subscription box for shoes. And whatever other gifts you can get in there. Shout out to all my followers that's ordering the boxes. Y'all keeping me busy. I sure do appreciate your support. Christina, Jay, LaTanya, just an array of people. Then they sent me videos to show what they got in their box. So I appreciate that love. And just basically trying to keep the shoe game up and everything. So me and my team is working on those. We also about to get it, the Christmas box going here. When I get back from Philly, that's one of the other reasons I'm going to Philly, to get some shopping done, to get the Christmas boxes, ready to go out for those that's, subscribing for the holidays. So feel free to subscribe to a box and send your woman or your girlfriend or your significant other a Christmas shoe box. From the Shoebox Club. No, sorry, from ShoeFeetToes.com. We got that going on. Then, of course, there is the Shoe Feet Toes Club, where you can get shoes and more. We got a lot of fall things that's getting ready to be added on there. Right now, I'm trying to focus on, because we're on the Shoe Feet Toes Club. That's also for men. So there's things on there. I'm trying to get some men things on the site, so they can also, in case you're a man and you're looking for some Nikes, or you're looking for some sweaters or whatever you got going on, some Tims, we're trying to get you done as well. And so that's the ShoeFeetToesClub.com. That's the website. Or you can go to ShoeFeetToes.com and subscribe to all of our shoes. And what else? I got so much going on. I have to, Hakim is my manager slash CFO slash producer. whatever I need and I forgot, he's definitely going to get the information out there to you. What else we got going on? We got, of course, this network, HubNet Online Radio. We've been around for 2 years plus. If you need some, if you need your business advertised, which is one of the reasons we support businesses tonight, get with Hakim. We'll make it a reasonable for you so we can blast your business out and promote your business on our network, as well as on our shows. In between our shows, we got the Jubilee Affair that airs on Sundays, and Pastor Dante Townsend bringing the word every Sunday. It'd be some good word, too. Sometimes throughout the week, I go back and listen to my man bringing the word. Shout out to Pastor Townsend down there in Detroit. And his wife, who's now Sister Townsend, is now a minister. So she's tag teaming with him sometime. We got two.
Amen.
We got a minister and a pastor on our network. So we want to definitely show them some love and let them know that we appreciate them bringing the word on Sundays. Sundays, what is it, 8 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I think I said that right.
No, it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock your time.
Central Standard Time. Got it.
Yep.
So we got that going on. And if you are, if you're feeling, you know, like you got, you want to have your own show on our network, get with me, myself, and Hakim. We'll sit down and talk to you about how to get that job done. We got, what else we got? HubNet Travel. We book in, the network has a couple of things that it's doing. It books travel for you. So some of y'all that's going home for the holidays and y'all need some good discounts or some good rates on flights and hotels, rent a car, whatever you need. The network is trying to provide those services as well. So HubNet Travel, we got that as well. And what else? That's pretty much it for me. That's a lot.
Okay. Well, let's.
I got somebody I got to promote.
Sure,
come
go
on,
for it.
Okay, I got a friend, a longtime friend I've known since elementary school named Keith Camp. And he started his entrepreneur business called BE, and he supplied the uniforms for all the local high schools here in the city of Dayton for not only for basketball season, but he always produces like throwback jerseys of old high schools that used to be here too. So, the school I used to go to, Colonel White High School, he produces like the throwback jerseys of my alma mater, and not only that, but all the local schools that's still here. So, if I will, I'll give y'all the information in the inbox at the end of the show. Y'all can check it out. He's good at it.
Okay, that's good. That's what's up. Anybody, any more? Any? Queen Vi is listening in. She's going to be calling in a little bit.
All right.
She'll be able to talk about all the wonderful things and products that she has going on. Let's start the conversation, and we'll jump back into some more promotions and, you know, as the show goes on. From you guys' perspective, what is business networking to you guys? What should a business be doing in terms of networking?
Go ahead, Darren.
I would say business networking, like promoting what you're advertising, months of maybe get the word out early of what you're selling to the customer. And just like to me, like the customer likes it, they will come back to you and you get, and just like doing like that's like the same thing with a nonprofit organization I'm involved in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my biz definition of biz networking.
Okay. Janet? Janet, we lose you?
I'm sorry. Okay. I keep putting my phone on mute by accident. You know, you have to network. I think for me, I know that I've always had, even before I opened up my shoe line and so on and so forth, I also have a telecommunication business that I've had for about 12, 13 years that builds up residual income for myself. And it is something that you have to really want to really get your pockets fat. If you're interested in having your own telecommunications business, builds up residual income in addition, or make you additional income in addition to your regular income, or just get flat out wealthy. I do have that opportunity as well, but I don't really recruit for that because you have to be serious about your change and about your business. You know, you got to get educated and trained. We train people to have their own telecommunications business. So I've had it about going. I got involved with it probably back in 2007. So that one, you know, you feel like you need some additional income, or you're interested in just listening to some information, definitely inbox me on that one. That's Mobile Excedra, and we'll have an array of services. From your utility bills, your gas, electricity. I got every cell phone company. You want to get a good deal on your cell phone, internet service, cable, Spectrum, you name it, I got it. ADT for your house, so on and so forth. So I will definitely plug that that website as well. You can go to and check out some things there. But for me, networking, I have a lot of business partners too that's listening in that is also on my social media pages. I think before social media even got big like it is in regards to advertising, I think networking was different than it is now. And now with social media, you're able to network and build your business. I think supporting the main thing for me with networking is supporting other businesses. So if you're buying shoes for me, then I should be coming to your restaurant. If I'm coming to your restaurant, you know, we just support each other and plug and let people know, hey, I got these shoes over here at shoesytoes.com, or I went over here to Bay C. Shout out to Mimi Mad. She opened up a restaurant, Bay C's here in my town, bought her a franchise, and I don't know about you guys, but Bay C's down here is a big deal. So I should be breaking bread over there and talking about her events and her specials and stuff that she got going on at her restaurant. So for me, networking is supporting each other and being able to talk about somebody else's business in addition to yours.
I agree with all those things, and those things are super important. And all business owners should be constantly networking. In one form or another, you should be doing when it comes to the business networking, your mindset should be on these six things. You know, finding opportunities. How do you find opportunities? New gateways, the new customers, new markets, new strategies, new grant money. New tips and hints from people who are doing what you're doing that can help you get where you're trying to get a little faster. So you should always network to find opportunities. And number two, it's always expected of you to be networking. If you're a business owner and you're rubbing elbows with other business owners, they're expecting you to perform, behave, engage the same way, because remember, it's about reputation. If I'm a business owner and you're a business owner and I'm on my grind, I have my own vision, I have my own ethics, my own platform, and I am going to work with you, I don't expect you to be the same as me, but you should at least, we should look well together. You should never be networking with a half behind person who's, you know, who's not up to snuff, right? Like, I would never network with a business owner like Donald Trump because he has a bad reputation of screwing people over, you know, that kind of thing. So it's expected of you to carry yourself a certain way as you network through the business community. And it benefits you. You know, when you show up to some of these networking events and you're representing your brand, you're representing your staff, your product, and you're talking about it, you're educating, you're drawing in new customers, it helps. Because if people see that you have a great product, and they may not even be in the same wheelhouse as you, they may have be in a different industry, but if they see that what you have to sell is going to create what they call traffic, they're going to want to get over there and have a conversation with you. Say, listen, I see you're selling shoes. Well, guess what? I do fitness. Maybe we can figure out some way that we can come together and do an event together. Now you have access to his clients and he has access to yours. So that's a win-win for everybody. And, you know, number four, it builds relationships. You can't survive in this industry without business relationships. You can't survive in damn near any industry without business relationships. Because those relationships create the last three things that I said, you know, the opportunities, the expectations, the benefits. So you want to create these relationships and you want to maintain them. A business owner should be able to pick up the phone, right, and make a phone call. Real quick story. I had a client with a store who had to close his business and leave because he was out of change. I need you to think about that for a second. You're a retail business, yeah, and you run out of change, and you got to close the store to go get change. And I said, well, why didn't you send somebody across the street? Oh, I don't know them that well. So you've been there for 5 years, and you don't know the guy across the street that you can send $100 in cash to get some ones and tens and fives and shit. So basically, right, you're screwing yourself. So, okay, close the business, lose the business. Those relationships help you, or number five now, to help you understand your business. Your business is just not, hey, I got this, come buy it. It's never that easy. Okay? You have to work with people, listen to people, rub elbows, build connections, because guess what? If you find out there's some taxes that's being put on shoes in Texas that you weren't aware of, and another business owner says, yeah, I just heard that you guys got a new tax tariff. Trump just put on shoes. What? He put tariffs on shoes? What does that do for shoe feet toes? You see what I'm saying? So you didn't know, but someone just put your D. So it's important to have these kind of relationships with people where they can help you think outside the box, because it's easy to get caught up in the rut and the circle of business. You go there every day. You do what you do every day. You're looking at your inventory. You're checking how much with your sales. And it's easy for things to fall through the cracks. So an opportunity to go and network with other business owners, and you get to feel how they operate. Like the old saying goes, iron sharpens iron. You know, so because it creates a good circle. And if you follow all six of these things, and the circle being the last thing, is you want to go to these events and walk away with a bunch of handshakes, a bunch of business cards, some swag, and an opportunity to say that, hey, I learned a lot hanging out with these business owners. These people are successful. There's some people that are even there struggling. Guess what? They're struggling with the same things I'm struggling with, and we learned together. That stuff you can't put a dollar amount on. I literally send clients out to network events for the sole purpose of them to learn, not to make money, but for you to learn how to be a better manager, how to be a better CEO, how to be a better business person, because we think we know everything, but we don't. If I can't attend a business seminar, I'm listening in or I'm watching a video. My mind is always on business because I have to know what the hell's going on at all times. If Instagram algorithm change, okay, let me go look and see what they're doing, because it's going to affect my clients. You know, if Block Talk is down, that affects everybody. If Shopify is down, that affects the stuff you got going on. So you have to have your eye on many balls as a business owner. And it's good to have backup, you know, and to talk to other people and doing networking opportunities to, and you should be educating yourself. It's a learning process.
I think it's important, too, that you have a person like that. I don't know half the time what I would be doing without my manager and keeping me up on social media and just knowing the backbone of my business is Hakim. And you are constantly, in case you folks didn't know, I know he makes me look good. He's always in classes learning about social media because it's always evolving. Something's always changing with Facebook and so on and so forth. And we know HubNet Online Radio, our network, we know what's about to go down with Facebook majority of the time before it happens, the changes that they may be having and so on, the restrictions and so on and so forth. I think it's important, if I haven't learned nothing else these last couple of years, to stay up on that. And I'll be passing on some business owners, I'll be letting them know. It's important that you interact with your business pages as well. If somebody goes to your business page and they see that you ain't had no posts or ain't nobody talking about your business in weeks, then they're not going to talk about it. You know, you have to, it's something that you have to continuously work on and engage with your customers. You can build a client base that way of clients that follow you and listen to you blog or listen to you talk about your product or read what you have going on with your business. That's a win-win. You can't do nothing but grow from there. You know, eventually you'll be faithful followers and start making purchases or start, you know, making comments or telling other people about your business. But you have to. It's a lot of work. But you have to, and I had to learn this, you have to get in there and participate and engage on your business pages every day.
I have a few questions. We'll start with the first one. First one is from my man, Rick, over in West Philly, who's listening in online. What's up, Rick? And he is asking,
hey, Rick.
Is there a way that we can do networking events by remote or satellite, such as YouTube? Yeah. Yeah. YouTube.
With social media the way it is, and technology, you could be anywhere pretty much and do your business, depending on what kind of business you're working with. You know, I think it's important. You have to have somebody. You have to have somebody running your social media. You have to have somebody. If you got enough time, I don't think that if you have a business, regardless of if you got a brick and mortar or you're doing an online business or whatever, home business, whatever, the operation, something, you either got to run your social media and let somebody run your company, or you got to run your company and let somebody run your social media. Because both of them, if you're doing them both, you're doing a lot, for real. And I think it's important. Both of them are just as equally as important. I had to learn that, though. To tell me that and see that for myself because, you know, when I set out to start selling shoes, Kim said to me, Michelle, you're known for your shoes in the city that you live in. And that's your following, right? I remember us having this conversation before we went on this venture here. And he said, and that's great. You got customers that follow you and been buying from you for years. He said, but no, ain't nobody going to buy no shoes from you and they don't know you. You have to brand yourself. I was like, what? Brand myself? Like, be up on social media? Like engaging with people all the time on social media. I got to put my big old face up in the place and advertise my shoes is on my feet every day. And he was like, pretty much. I was like, oh, no. He's either that or hire you some models, you know, to model your shoes, but you got to brand yourself and your name. I started out from scratch. So this journey that I've been on, learning and watching every day is a lesson. He's absolutely right. He was absolutely right. That expanded my client base. People, the word was out. about my shoes and people loving their shoes and making them and how, you know, that I make them affordable for people. I do have some customers that's not even on social media, you know, and by word of mouth, you know, they're not on social media as much, but they are customers that I, you know, sell shoes to on a regular basis that live outside the country and stuff like that. So I think that if you're trying to run a business and you are not, you don't have a marketing strategy or have a marketing team that's running your social media for you and making sure that you brand yourself. Basically, branding means, for those who don't know, who's interested in opening up their business, it needs to be a part of your business plan that you may need to budget to pay for some of this stuff. But it's definitely time consuming. You have to be, your company name or your name has to be known for your product or service, basically. And that's branding yourself. If you sitting up here and you, even if you're a barber and you got a barber shop and you got some people working for you, whatever the case may be, your shop, your people that work for you, everybody has to stand for your brand. Like, you know, contracting or not, that's your shop. So you got to know that if I go over here to such and such barber shop, I'm going to get the best edge up in town type situation. You know, that's how they get down over there. Everybody that I see and everybody that I know, and then Facebook and social media and Instagram pages show the haircuts that they're doing and the beards that they're lining up and so on and so forth. So, and then you get known for knowing, and that's, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, it's a human behavior. We tend to go to where we feel comfortable and we know the business. We know I've been going to my nail salon for 20 plus years. I've been going to the same beautician for 20 plus years. You know, my same doctor. You know, you become accustomed of being comfortable because of the customer service or because of the product. But going to the same place all the time, and so because of going back to, I know I'm going off subject, going back to branding yourself, you have, or your business. That has to be part of your business plan in regards to moving forward with your business and growing. You're not going to grow if you do not have social media on deck. You're not going to grow. And word of mouth is okay, but even if a service based business where you don't have a product but you provide a service, if you're a licensed massage therapist, word of mouth is only going to get you so far. You're going to have to build up your social media, you know. And it's best, unless you go to these classes and learn about social media, it's more than you know just getting up on social media and Googling stuff. You got to go sit up in these classes. I call him a nerd all the time. He goes to classes. He goes to Facebook classes and Instagram classes. I say, you crazy. He's like, I got to go. They got some new stuff going on. I got to find out what's going on for all of my customers and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow. First of all, that takes patience and time. So that's just my deal on that. And that's what I have learned. And so I have, I don't know what the timetable is on that. Whether or not Hakim can say, Michelle, you have branded yourself, or you got some more work to do. I'm not sure, but that's what he set out for me to do, and that's what I've been working on all this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Darius, you wanted to touch base on that, on anything you heard, or?
Can I add like a little X factor when you probably like branding yourself is about location?
Okay.
And because to me, like, for example, my Brown's back group, we're nonprofit. Well, every year when we have our planning meeting, we plan 3-4 months in advance of when we have our annual fish fry for the summertime. And what we do, we give every member at least 10 tickets to sell, $12, and you get your dinner. But we have like the flyers and word of mouth, and like this past May, we had a big crowd and we had a 50-50 raffle We promoted everything in our flyer. We raised almost $1,500.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, but you got to do it in advance. That's the thing. You got to plan things in advance, because otherwise, if you do something like last minute, you may not get the profit you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, to Rick's point, yeah, you definitely can. You definitely could network through, you know, what they call satellite or away from home. I recommend, depending on what type of networking thing you're trying to do online, I recommend you find out how many number of people. There are great services out there that you can use. Skype is awesome. If you can do a Skype group thing, or maybe a group video chat using a cellular service or something like that. But if we're talking a lot of people, then it's going to be hard, or maybe you can just set up the camera system and they can watch. But if you want engagement back and forth and you want to do like a roundtable event, I strongly suggest Skype, because they have some great situations there where you can talk for, you know, a bunch of different people can talk amongst each other about what they do. Think of it as video conferencing. And I've seen those done, and it helps for people who can't get away from the office or get away from home. So yeah, hopefully that'll help out. All right, we have Queen Vi. We're going to bring on Queen Vi. Do me a favor, press the number one. I got a lot of people on the board, and I can't seem to find your number. There we go. All right, bringing in Queen Vi.
Hello.
Hey, Queen.
Hey. How are you? Hi, Janet.
Hey, Sugar.
How you been?
I'm doing good.
I'm good.
You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Did you just have a birthday pass?
No.
That was you? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wish you happy birthday. Then when is your dang old birthday?
No, I'm a Cancer. I'm a summer baby.
Okay, gotcha.
No, but you probably saw a post with my daughter's birthday coming up.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post your daughter's birthday. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you're calling with some goodies. I got my pen and paper. I know you're going to hit me in my inbox with any updated information. So come on with it. Let's see what you got.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, everybody, I'm Queen Vi from Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I have an LLC. It's Queen Vi's Business and Entertainment LLC, where I provide business services but also entertainment. One of the things is my internet-based radio show that I have on Blog Talk. And so it's blogtalk.com/Queen Vi Reality Talk. We talk about sex life and relationships. We do Talk Tuesday and Therapy Thursday. We do Q&A sessions. We talk about all type of topics, the things that people are afraid to talk about, conversations that need to be had. And I also have a YouTube channel, so you can go subscribe. All you have to do is search for Queen Vi Reality Talk, and my pretty face will come up, and just hit the subscribe. I will follow back with a subscription as well. So that's the first part. The second part, I sell paparazzi jewelry. For those that don't know, I am in direct sales. It's $5 custom jewelry. They have things for men, women, and children. There's a lot of pretty pieces up there, and everything is only $5. It's nickel and lead free. So whether you want to purchase individually for yourself, or for a guest, as a gift, or if you have a business and you want to kind of add on to what you're doing and add some paparazzi pieces, contact me. Hakim has my contact information. Also, I have a website, paparazzisaccessories.com, /Viola Pearson. One word. And now the goodies that Janet was talking about. I'm a peer romance consultant. I do passion parties and online sales of adult toys, personal care products, books, games, and other bedroom accessories. I do service for in-home parties in New Jersey, New York, and PA. If you're located anywhere else, you can do an online party or a catalog party. When you do a party, you can earn free or discounted products, depending on what your guest purchases. So that's just a few. You know, I don't want to take up too much time. That's just a few things that I do. So any questions for me?
Oh, don't forget, folks, we want you to definitely go to shop.spreadshirt.com /Queen Vi Apparel. Did I say that right? Queen Vi's Apparel or just Queen Vi? But
Queen Vi.
Yeah, just Queen Vi. Shop.spreadshirt.com/Queen Vi, and you'll see all the wonderful apparel that she has to offer. It's hoodie season. Get your hoodies, get your t-shirts, your long sleeve tees, you know, all that good stuff. Designed by yours truly.
Yes.
Oh,
let me tell you.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And I just want to piggyback a little bit off of what Janet was talking about earlier. When you are branding yourself and you have a business, you have to get someone, because we don't go in knowing everything. So sometimes you have to enlist help, and you have to get a team together that has the same end goal as you, that is have the same focus as you, and just as interest and driven as you are. Hakim is my designer, my co-host. He runs my social media pages. Because I'm busy. Sometimes I don't know where I'm coming or going. And he keeps me in line. And also, you need that person that's, when you're dragging your feet, you need that person to say, come on, what you doing? This is supposed to be done on this day. You got that for me? But when you're trying to do too much at one time, you need somebody to be like, okay, come on, focus on this first. Because me, once I get an idea in my head, I'm running with it. I can't got to be like, slow down. You already doing 10 other things, slow down. You can wait for the 11th. So when you got somebody that's that balance, and sometimes with him, because he's all in, he could be sick, coughing up a lung. I'd be like, okay, you got to take the day off. I don't need this right here and there. So when you got a team that all is so driven, but at the same time, everybody's keeping each other in check and making sure family and health is a priority, and then come business, it all blends well together. So you have to have that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're right. You are absolutely right. Well said, because, I mean, I think I said it too, in addition to that, you have to have someone that sees your vision. And for those that's interested in stepping out on faith and just going for it and becoming an entrepreneur, and whatever it is that you have a passion of doing or feel like you can make a good income or build from, you have to know that you're going to have naysayers. You're going to have people that's going to shoot you down. You're going to have people that don't want to support you because they see your vision and see what you're trying to do. Don't let that discourage you. You keep on pressing, keep on moving, and just start finding you someone like a Hakim that sees your vision, and surrounding yourself with people, business-minded people. There's a lot of groups on social media. I want to shout out Lewis Jones III, Cool People's Network is a network that they are seriously doing some things and helping you get the information you need to build your business. So you might want to check them out on Facebook and Instagram, good group of people. And, you know, you need to be able to move away from, a lot of times, unfortunately, it's going to start with your family members. your family members is going to be like, oh, you ain't about to do nothing, or how many businesses you think you gonna start and don't finish, or whatever the negativity is, or the comments. You just got to don't let that get you down. You got to keep it moving and don't give up. That's my advice, and you got to get you somebody. I said it once, and I'm going to echo what Abai just said. You, Hakim, this dude here, like, sometimes I just be like, man, I don't know what I'd do without you, but I also have to remind him he just works nonstop. He don't care if he's sick, sounding all raspy and stuff. I'm like, you're not going to get online sounding like that, or I'll just be in the cut. He's running my show. He's running the network. He's also researching stuff. You have to find you someone like that that has a passion for what they do, which is that kind of work, and very that if they do, they continue to stay very knowledgeable.
Hey,
and that's
know.
What you need. You need that information from that person. You know,
mm-hmm.
You have to run your business and research stuff and go get a verse in all the different things that are going on with social media, and then making sure your store opened up on time and making sure you're getting to the bank on time and all the things that come with being a business owner. You're going to be ran down. You got to be able to put yourself together a team or somebody that you can trust also to make
mm-hmm.
sure that stuff happens for you, keep you on point. And so, like Vi say, we like a family, you know what I'm saying, and the backbone, I know for me, and just like she said, is Mr. Nuba. He also, in addition to that, has his own marketing company and his own LLCs he got going on. So it's a lot.
Yes.
And so you got to, like you said, family, making sure, taking care of kids, making sure family is first and business is, you know, right in line. So that's the advice. And there's a lot of people who are sick and tired of working for somebody else, and they have that niche and feel like, you know what, I want to step out on faith. This show today is for those that's listening that has been thinking about that. If you need some advice or you need somebody to talk to about getting your business going from the LLCs that I hold, the corporation, or 501Cs, reach out to them. I really don't really like to share him, but, you know, if you're serious about getting your business taken care of, that's where you need to start. That's my advice for you. The last thing I want to say is, like, Vi listed all the accomplishments and the businesses and websites and stuff that you have. Don't be afraid to have more than multiple businesses, right? You start one, you got an idea, you follow through, you go through with that one, you get it going, it's successful, get another one. Whatever you think you can handle, don't just put all your eggs in one basket, you know.
But let it make sense.
And then, right, and that comes from networking. So I got the jewelry. I got some jewelry from her. Well, guess what? That's the jewelry that's going in the subscription boxes, right? So that's not only are you networking, but you support, and I support black business owners, period. So, you know, from whatever product she has that I can utilize for my business or just for my own personal self, that's still business. It's still business. And whenever she supported me in my business ventures, just like she called in tonight, and a lot of times black women don't support each other. So we do, and we have always, and we will continue. So with like Hakim said, without that, without you in the neighborhood and your neighbor across the way can't give you change for $100 bill, you're not doing what you need to do to network for your business. Your neighbor across the way is not going to tell his customers that you got a good product across the way. You understand? So, anyway, I appreciate you calling in, Bob. And I need some of them special jellies and creams and stuff because I'm coming to your city, too. I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm coming home.
I just add one more thing before I go.
Sure.
To people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, just think of the three R's. When you're thinking about being an entrepreneur, one, your research, two, realistic goals, and three, respect the process. Nothing happens overnight. You got to be willing to put the time, the energy. You have to be willing to invest in yourself, because if you are not willing to invest in yourself, you cannot ask anyone else to invest in you. So that's my advice.
Mm-hmm. Excellent advice. I appreciate you, and thank you for your kind words. And same to you, Janet. You guys have made me look like I'm a good guy, and I appreciate it. You know, checks in the mail. but we have a question, and Vibe, if you don't mind, I want to get your take on it. We got to be really quick, though. We got another caller. Let's introduce themselves, and we can give them a few minutes. Then let's try to get the last 5 minutes if everybody can really quick answer Lady Wren's question. But let's bring this caller in really quick. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, 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 it's a party in your mouth. How y'all doing?
Oh, oh man. Gotcha. Party in your mouth.
How y'all doing? It's good to see y'all. Good to have y'all. How y'all feeling?
Oh, Brother Dedrick, how you doing, man?
I'm well, bro. I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Really quick, tell us about your business and let the people know about that party in their mouth.
Oh, well, the name of my company is Mr. Craves Cookies, and they're truly a party in your mouth, you know, that will change your life. Sometimes your mouth is feeling bland, so what a party. That's what my cookies do for your taste bud. So, you know, if y'all, you know, interested in getting some holiday treats for your mouth, you know, let me know. I'm on social media at Dedrick Rockington, or Nubian Tiger on Instagram, Mr. Craze Cookies on Instagram. Go there and salivate over my cookies and stuff like that. So, and DM me for a menu, and I'll get y'all the information y'all need. Also, I got I'm an author of an upcoming book. I'm going to let you guys in on that a little later. But
nice.
You know, just keep me in your prayers, and I'm going to keep pushing.
Well.
All right.
You hear that, Janet? You hear that vibe? We got ourselves a future guest.
All right.
Yeah. We got ourselves a future author to interview. All
right. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That is awesome, man. All
right. Cool. Thanks.
While I have all you.
Is there a name for your book already? You got a name for it?
I'm juggling between a couple of them, so I don't want to release that yet. But you guys will know, be among the first to know.
Okay.
Cool. All right, really quick, guys. We only have about a good 7 minutes of the show left. We had a question asked in the Shoebox Talk group by Lady Wren Devine, and she's asking, what's more important, networking for clients or business-to-business networking? And she says, I am struggling with that.
Okay. I think business to business networking, I think they're just as equally as important. But your client is the one that's going to get a business can be your client as well. So I think they're equally as important. But whoever your client is, your client base is, that's going to get the rent paid and pay your employees, to me, that's more important. Business to business is what should come second.
Yep.
Okay.
For me, I think they're both as equally as important because it's two different type of relationships and you need both of them. You know, the people, the clients, that's who is going to buy your products and you're going to make money from. The business relationships, that's the networking, that's the support system. That's who you're going to be able to do things with and kind of build and grow and get out there more. Like earlier when you guys were talking about, you know, networking events where you can connect with other businesses. You don't know who needs your services. You don't know who in their clients may need your services, you know, or what kind of money you guys can make together. Just like me doing party planning, I have to keep business relationships. I need to know photographers. I need to know DJs. I need to know caterers. I need to know decorators. So that's a strong network to have because I know
Absolutely.
Their work. We're all supporting each other, opposed to me having to do all this type of research and find this, that, and that person already have that network within, and we're all making money off each other. So when they have an event, they can say, oh, I know a party planner, you know? So they're equally as important because you're going to need to have both.
Mm-hmm. Brother Dedrick?
I agree with Queen and excuse me. I agree with the both of the ladies here. because both are equally as important and stuff like that. Because like that to piggyback off of Queen, sometimes when you're in business, you don't know who you don't know. And those individuals can be a catalyst for a whole nother part of what's the word I'm looking for? I'm losing my words. But it's a whole nother bunch of individuals that you don't know who can feed your business through that business and stuff like that. And, of course, your clients are always going to be important because word of mouth is everything. You can do a lot of advertising on social media and otherwise, but word of mouth is the truth. So if you have a good product and people love what you do, they're going to continue to spread the word about your business, and that's equally as important.
Mm-hmm. Brother Darius, you want to chime in?
I would say I agree with the majority of the business owners.
Cool. I'm going to say I agree with everyone, but it depends on your business. If you have a service-based business, you're a contractor, like Lady Renda is, you don't look for clients. The clients are there. You're a contractor. So you should be focusing on business to business. You're in the food service industry, so you should be rubbing elbows with as many people who can help you get products, goods, and stuff at a cheaper rate, just like Brother Dedrick. You know, you never know. You could be at a networking event, and next thing you know, you're rubbing noses with an executive at Walmart. Hey, we can get those cookies on the shelves. Or
right.
You could be talking to a supplier who can get your supplies at a cheaper rate with the same quality that you're currently getting. So when you're deciding on your networking events, you add that to your business plan. You want to make it a strategy, not just a movement. But yes, you should be going, if you have a business where you need clients to buy for your services, you have a buy-in, you should be out there at networking events with business cards, pamphlets, products, swag bags, anything that people can walk away with a memory of you so they can whip out their credit card and buy your stuff. But Lady Ren, you're a contractor. You don't need that. You need to be where people can help you get your supplies because your clients are contract-based and they're already set in stone. So if you were, I hope that was helpful. Everyone gave some great information, great ideas. We're down to 2 minutes. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. So does everybody want to really quick, can y'all just give y'all contact information really fast? Queen Vi, we'll start with ladies first.
Oh, okay. I am Queen Vi. Phone number 973-996-8255. My website that has every link for it is vipearson.com. So it'll be a link to everything on there.
Cool. Brother Dedrick.
Yes, I'm Dedrick Brockington on Facebook. On Instagram, you can find me at Mr. Craves Cookies, MrCraves Cookies. That's on IG and everything, and I'm Nubian Tiger. That's my personal. But and you can also reach out to me to text a menu to you, if you like, to 202-425-4554. That's once again 202-425-4554. If you would like a menu of my goodies and tasty treats. also, just so you guys know, I do diabetic friendly, I do vegan, and I also do gluten free and everything. And I got another section of stuff about to come out.
Okay.
I don't know if I can advertise it here, but anyway. But yeah, Mr. Craves, we got almost anything that caters to what your taste buds, you want your taste buds to be doing. So feel free to reach out.
Cool. All right, Janet, we got 15 seconds. Go.
No, I'm good. I just want to say thank you. Y'all can find me on social media. I gave my information earlier. I appreciate all you business owners listening and calling in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Thank you. To all our listeners, you can always go back to blogtalkradio.com/HubNetOnline. You can pull this show. This is the business networking show. You can rewind it. It's on demand. Play it over. Take pen and pad. There's a lot of great information from some great business owners. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.